This episode of the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing, the marketing agency that specializes in unique needs and budgets of small to medium-sized businesses. They provide turnkey marketing solutions that get results. You can find out more today at extensionmarketing.com. Now here's your host, Pat Whalen.
Thanks, Julia, for taking the time today. Really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with an introduction. Your name and your business.
Julia Marsh, and we are recently took over Kiwan Farms and Garden Center.
Nice. And you also have a landscape business as well, correct?
Yes, my husband has a landscape business, Diamond Cut Lawn Care.
Okay. And how did you take us through that journey? Like, you know, that's from landscaping to, are the two connected? Like, from landscaping into farming, or how did this come about?
You know, it's funny because this really is my husband's brainchild. And I was kind of like the, I'm on board. What can I do? I'd love to help out. I want to be creative. And he grew up in Navin. And Navin was, and it still is, very well known for its fresh produce and its produce stands and farming land. And so he grew up around that. And he always wanted to get into that type of business. And I mean, landscaping, obviously, he was drawn to that first. But the opportunity arose just about a year and a half ago. And we actually had someone fall into our lives who was actually a childhood friend of my husband's, who is a fifth generation Navin farmer, who also wanted to get into something like this. So my husband knew that Mr. Charles Kiwan, longtime owner of Kiwan Farms, was ready to retire after a really wonderful career. And he approached him, and success. Mr. Kimo was ready to sell, and we were ready to buy. We did acquire the business. It was a little smaller than what it is now, but my husband really wanted a garden center as well because of the landscape capabilities that he has, the connections and all that. So it kind of grew from a small little produce business to a big garden center in less than a year.
And take us through that growth a little bit. Did it just come, pardon the pun, organically, or did it just you had a plan to grow it right away from the get-go?
Yeah, we did have a plan to grow it right away. My husband wanted to, there's nothing in that area of town. We're the last farm, so it's on NCC land, but we're the last farm within city limits. So it's if you want to go strawberry picking, you have to go outside city limits, Orleans, somewhere outside in the country. If you want fresh produce from a farm, you usually have to go somewhere out like Navin, somewhere like that. So this was such an opportune moment. So we seized the day and we thought, well, let's put in a garden center, because not only does my husband have all the experiences and the connections for that, Mario has grown up around farm. That's our farm operator. Sorry. He's also grown up around our garden centers and flowers, and has the most greenest thumb I think I've ever seen in my life. So it was telling to do that.
And where are you located?
On the corner of Hunt Club and Hawthorne.
Okay. So I was there a few weeks ago when we met.
Yeah.
Where is the farmland in relation to that particular storefront that I went in? Is it behind that, or is it another location entirely?
It's actually just right across the road.
Okay.
So it's like right across the road. If you just go down maybe 200 feet, you can turn into the farm right there.
Wow. Now, yeah. You mentioned a lot about your husband's vision for this, but you know, you're a big part of this as well, Julia. So was farming something that you also had an interest in?
No. So this is kind of interesting for me. No, I've never thought about this in my life, but I do have a health background. And I grew up with parents that were very much, my dad always had a huge garden. We always ate fresh fruits and vegetables from my dad's garden in the summertime. My mom comes from a culture that fresh fruits and vegetables are a staple. So I always had that in my life. I always knew the benefit, the health benefits of having fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy foods. My sister's a health, a holistic nutritionist. And I also work in a health environment. So for me, this just made sense. Healthy eating. I also used to volunteer at the hospital when I was younger. And I saw the types of food that people were fed when they're in the hospital at their worst, when their health is at their worst. And it just, it makes you think about what you're putting into your body. What do we need to survive in this type of, first of all, stressful environment, we need extra nutritious food to help our bodies recover. And not only that, but where is this food coming from? It comes on a plane. It's not ripe. Who knows what pesticides are on it? Who picked it? So for me, it just made complete sense that this fell into our laps, as he's really the business entrepreneur and I'm the health entrepreneur. I love seeing our customers come in and just say how happy they are to have something nutritious that came from across the road rather than something that's been in a plane or a train for the last month ripening on the way in.
And what kind of foods are you growing on the farm?
Oh my gosh, we have so many. So right now we have a huge strawberry fields. Right now we have pumpkins, corn. Oh, Mario has so many. Lettuce, onions, oh, green and yellow beans. Those are huge. We have two greenhouses just full of green and yellow beans, and we sell out of those weekly. Like, people love beans. Oh, tomatoes. Oh, the tomatoes, they're crazy. They're coming out like they're huge. Like, they're this big. They're wonderful. We had a lady actually come in and she had bought a whole bunch of our tomatoes and made us a beautiful spaghetti sauce
Wow.
for us to share. Yeah, it was lovely.
Yeah, very nice. And so the Ottawa, the farming or gardening season is not that long like it would be down south. So what is that length of time from beginning to end?
So we start in May and it kind of fizzles out right about now. We'll
Yep.
probably go till about the middle to end of October for the last little things like the turnips and the potatoes and carrots. We'll still have those types of things like the fall vegetables. But towards the end, middle to end of October, it kind of fizzles out. But we have a huge array of pumpkins. We're actually having a huge fall harvest on the 4th of October, lots of vendors, and it's our kickoff to fall, and we have hundreds of pumpkins. The city councilor Jessica Bradley will be coming with her team, and they will be having a competition for little kids to paint their pumpkin. And we kind of end off, I'd say, the growing season with that, but then we very quickly transition to Christmas, which is Christmas trees. We make all our own Christmas wreaths, all our own Christmas decorations, table settings. We have candle holders, beautiful stuff. You'll see us in there. If you come by, you'll see us like little elves in the back just working away.
So there's really no downtime for the business, or is that the downtime, the prep time, kind of after Christmas and before the spring seeding period?
Yeah, so there is downtime for me, which is January to May. But for our farm operator, Mario, he actually starts at the end of February in the greenhouses. So he doesn't have, it's not the same rhythm as it is in summer, but he doesn't have as much downtime as we do. We need to start early on, especially planters, so that by the time May comes, they do actually bloom. So there's little things like that, and making sure that our vegetable plants are ready to go by the time we open in May. We sell out of cucumber. We have Lebanese cucumber plants, and we sell out of those weekly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there anything, this is, how many years have you owned the farm now? This is your second season, correct?
This is our second season, yeah.
Okay. So were there any lessons that you learned as it relates to farming that you didn't see coming, kind of thing, especially in year one? Or did you pretty much have a pretty good handle on it because of both your backgrounds?
Well, okay, so Mario, our farm operator, knows everything about farming. So the, so
Okay.
he there wasn't really any question about that. But what I wasn't prepared for is that there's a different clientele to what we're used to. So in Navin, it's very much French Canadian clientele, and where we are, it's a multicultural of amazing people, and they've just really showed me the different types of food that are available to us that I didn't even know. Like, we sell out of these red beans that are so popular. I've never even seen them before. Like, they're lovely. They taste great. I would have never tried that stuff before. So just knowing your clientele, I think, was a big change for us, just figuring out what all the multiculturalism of that specific area, what they really want. And also, I'd say advertising. I had to learn a lot about advertising, social media. I wasn't on social media very much, just to post my kids' birthdays and stuff. Keep in touch with my cousins overseas, but really understanding what catches the client's eye, what catches the customer, what do they want to see, what makes them interested in your business. That was a big learning curve for me.
It's a really intimate business, isn't it? When you think about it, that your clientele, I mean, you're providing them with a necessity of life. Did you understand or know that going into it, and do you agree with what I said?
Well, I did just because I'm into health, but I have to say one of the most rewarding parts of this is how appreciative our clients are, to the point where they come in just to chat now. And it's like we're providing them with something they can take home and feed their kids, feed themselves, feed their dogs, make dog food. You know, we even have people who come in for make fresh dog food. And just that connection, I think, is what I love about it so much. When people come in and they just want to chit chat and they talk to me and Mario like we're old friends, and the connection is over health and good food and longevity. And that's what I find so interesting that I wasn't expecting.
And Julia, so you're 2 years in, you've really got your foundation set now. What are the growth plans? Is it to continue just to provide good service? Your farm obviously is the size of it is what it is. But from a business perspective, if you can share with us, where do you see the business going and growing, and how that's going to happen?
What my vision is at the moment is I'd really like to increase our customer base for our CSA boxes. So, those are basically communities. Oh, shoes! I should have figured what that was before I came on the podcast. I forget what the name is now.
We'll go with CSA.
Yeah, CSA boxes. But basically, you're just getting a community share. So that's it, community share box. So basically, what it is you sign up for a membership. And you can get a certain kind of box, weekly or biweekly, and we pack it full of fresh vegetables that are in season at that time. So, and we'll deliver it to you if you're in 10 kilometers of the farm, or you could pick it up and we have a special pickup day. I'd like to increase that because I think I want to alleviate the stress for families. And I think this is one of the best ways to do it. Kids are in school, kids have sports, kids have activities. We have aging parents we're looking after. We're all working full time. We're fighting traffic. How can I make your life easier? And CSA boxes, I think, are wonderful. You get your box once a week, it lasts you a week or 2 weeks. Everything's fresh, it comes from across the road. And we do have fruits and vegetables that come from Niagara, we'll get once in a while. We just had some Okanagan cherries we'll put in there once in a while. And what I love about it is that we'll put things in there that sometimes people have never tried, and they'll say, "Gosh, what is this?" And they'll have to Google it, and then they come up with these recipes, and then they tell us the recipes after. Oh, I've never had, somebody told me that they'd never had flat green beans or something before, so they're like, "I didn't know how to cook it, so I made it with rice," and they share the recipe, and I'm going to actually have a blog on the website that shares all of our customers' recipes. So I think that's a big part of it. I want to start reaching out more with the CSA boxes. I know my husband wants to do more of the landscaping stuff, like expand on what we're selling for like trees and flowers and stuff like that. We did expand into organic chickens and eggs, but we'll have more next year because we bought 100 chickens, so we should be really stocked for next year. That's a lot of fun too. And basically, I want to be able to showcase local entrepreneurs. So we have everything we carry is local. So local jams, local barbecue sauces, local hot sauces, local spice mixes. I don't want anything that doesn't come local. So I'd love to get more vendors to come in and sell their product to get their name out, and we can showcase their product for them.
And where can our, excuse me, where can our listeners find out more about the CSA boxes?
It's on our website at www.kiwanfarms.ca. We also have our social media posts. So as soon as the season opens and the subscription is open, sorry, it will be on our website and our social media so people can sign up right away. We've had really good feedback, so I'm hoping that this we're also going to be at the home show. We'll be showcasing everything at the home show, so you can come visit us there too and get more information. And Mario will talk you through the whole thing and explain all his vegetables to you.
Now, before we went live, Julia, you and I were talking about the fact that, here you are, you're already a busy person, and you're working full time, and you're doing this in addition to your full time work. Can you, anyone that's listening that may be thinking, geez, I'm working full time, I don't have time to do this, any advice you'd like to give them?
Yeah. You have to love it, and you have to want people to want it. You can't get into something like this and just expect it to take off. It takes a lot of hard work, it takes a lot of learning, and it could take tears too. I'm going to be very honest. Like at some points, I'm like, why did we do this? But then I'm reminded because I love it so much. When I see the customer come in and they're smiling, or we bought a new product and I can't wait to showcase it. You have to be able, you have to be willing to put in the work. It's not going to just fall in your lap. And I think that that's what's so lovely about entrepreneurship. You're not working in the construct that's already built for you. You're building something out of your own heart. And if your heart's not in it, it's not going to work.
And what advice would you give to those same people that are really focused on the fact that they don't think they have the time because they're working full time? Because you're doing it. You're working full time, you're doing this, you have a family. So tell us about that. Give some advice to those people listening that may be struggling with that.
Well, I'm really lucky because this is a partnership with two other people. Like my husband and I bought it, but we also have Mario, our farm operator. He's also our general manager, so we're extremely lucky to have him. So if I were thinking it from that perspective, maybe find a partner that would be able to do it with you. Share the burden, but share the joy. And also two heads are always better than one. But if for someone that really wants to do something on their own, it really depends on how much time they have to be able to give to it, because it will take away time from your family. It will take away time from, going away to the cottage on the weekend. We did a lot of sacrifice to get here, but we know with our eye on the ball, this is all going to pay off. So the struggle, I think, is really r intense. Probably we gave ourselves 5 years, really intense for the first 3 to 5 years. And then after all the hard work, we're hoping that it will sail. And that's probably what I would give it as extra advice is give it time.
You know, you're talking about a subject that comes up often on the podcast, and people are looking for work-life balance as entrepreneurs, and I always tell them that's difficult to find, but you can do work-life integration. That they can work together and in harmony together. That you can't separate church from state, and when you're an entrepreneur, it's too difficult. So rather than try to achieve that goal and fail, which you. Our listeners, I'm telling you right now, you will. You can't do that. But if you can integrate the two, then you can have success. And that's a form of balance. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so that's where I think the do something you love comes in. Because when I go to work at Kiwan on the weekends after I've worked my full week at the government, I don't look at it as work. I kind of look at it as going somewhere to hang out. That's fun. Right. So to me, that I think that if you don't love it, you're not going to like any aspect of it. You're not going to enjoy putting your time somewhere that you don't find fulfills you as a person. I find that it fulfills me. So for me, it doesn't feel like work. I love seeing our customers. I love going to talk to Mary about the new thing he's growing and how excited he is to show me. I love seeing my husband and how excited he is that the business is growing. So for me, it's about if you love it, it won't feel like work. There are times it will be hard, like I just said. But for the most part, the vision, if you have the vision, you love the vision, it won't feel as daunting as if it's extra work.
And how do you overcome those hard times? Those, like you mentioned earlier, sometimes you're almost in tears. And it's a very typical thing that an entrepreneur will say to me is that sometimes they're struggling but they always rebound. Is it your passion for the business that has allowed you to overcome those hard times? Or hard, I shouldn't say hard times. Hard, it's more like hard moments, I think, is what you're saying, not hard times. Yeah, big difference. Is that what
I
it is?
think, yeah, and I think it's that my husband and I are both type A's.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it. But also, I can see the end. I can see the vision, right? I knew it would be hard, and that's why we gave ourselves 3 years to 5 years. I knew it would be hard. So keeping my eye on the ball and reminding myself of why we're doing this, what it means to the community, how fun it is to be a part of the community, that keeps me going. So, like when I feel like, oh gosh, like I just can't deal with this today, I think, okay, just take a deep breath, take 10 minutes, go listen to a podcast and breathe and remind yourself why you like this. And I come back and I feel much better. But You have to just keep your eye on the ball. Remember why you're doing it.
Great advice. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. Before we let you go, Julia, again, just remind our listeners where they can find out more about the farm, its location, please, and any digital channels.
Perfect. It's 3584 Hawthorne Road. So it's on the corner of Hunt Club and Hawthorne. So you just get off the highway and we're second light down. And we're on social media under Kiwan Farms. And our website is www.kiwanfarms.ca. And you can find anything about us on our beautiful website that Pat's staff has created for us, which I'm very thankful.
Thank
And
you.
that's about it. And just keep your eye open because in May when the garden center opens, I'm sure we're going to have many more products than we had in the past, and it'll help you. Oh, one actually other thing I could say really quick. I'll just do a quick plug.
Sure.
Next year we're going to have Mario every Sunday. We're going to have Mario's Hour. So people have a lot of gardening questions. So we're going to have Mario's Hour on Sunday with coffees, and people can come in, and he'll have a different topic every Sunday of how to plant your tomato plants. You've got a lot of bugs. How to get rid of them. What do marigolds do? Where's the best place for something that says sun but you only have shade? Those types of things. So that'll be on our website as well.
Wow, what a great idea. And I met Mario very briefly, but I think that would be a huge hit. The guy, he really knows his stuff.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
He's a
yeah.
green thumb, black thumb, green thumb.
Thanks very much, Julia, for doing this today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Pat, for having me.
If your company or organization is looking to improve your marketing, go to the Extension Marketing website at extensionmarketing.com and book a discovery call today.